time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Caden and Laura Olson with the Olson Entertainment Group. And it's summertime. Thursday nights are made just for Culture Connection. These guys have been programming the stage this summer, and they've got a lot of fun things that are going to happen. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about how things have gone so far. Then we'll get into what's going on this week and all the cool food trucks and things that you can expect to find when you go down to Culture Connection this Thursday. Caden, Laura, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having us again. Once again, Dave, this week, it was such a fantastic week last week. We're excited to be back.
Well, and let's talk about how things have gone the first 2 weeks. You know, it looks like people are starting to come out. They're coming out there. The food trucks seem to be a big success. And the local businesses that are kind of setting up shop down there, they're reaping a few benefits as well. So let's talk about the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've definitely seen a lot of growth, with community-wise, more engagement. The food trucks are definitely a pull because we've seen a lot more people come early, enjoy the food, and then perfect timing, music starts, and, it's dinner and music, so.
Yeah, we're so happy to see the community interaction. There's been such a great response, dancing.
That's what I was going to say. You've reached the community when people are getting out there and having a good time and start dancing up a storm.
We challenged you guys to a dance. You guys totally delivered. It was totally awesome. We're excited to see that going forward.
It was a lot of fun. So let's talk about the one this week, Thursday night, June 23rd, 7 o'clock down there. Mopsy. Give me a little bit of background on Mopsy.
Yeah, Mopsy, we're excited to bring them. They're a new upcoming band from Salt Lake. They got their feet wet. They performed in a few places already, like the DLC, the Hut, places like that up there. They're an indie band, and they play covers from bands like The Strokes, Tampa Impala, things like that. So
this is going to be another high energy, lots of fun. Come on out and have a good time show.
Definitely.
That's right. High energy is the key. We were so, again, I'm going to touch on it one more time. We challenged you guys to a dance-off. You guys totally delivered. We're doing it again. We're so excited.
So come on out. But go down early. Go down maybe 5 o'clock and experience some of the things that are tied in with the Culture Connection area. So we need to mention, what food trucks are you guys going to have out there this week?
Yeah, so we are going to have Tollies and Smallies, Getting Your Smoke On, Angel's Cravings, and Street Treats.
The ice cream truck.
Yeah.
So Street Treats will be there for this one. Angels. Everybody knows Angel. Get on out. Have some great tacos. Head on over to Getting Our Smoke On. Buy a little bit from everybody. Then you can kind of have like a buffet.
That's right.
And not even know it, right?
That's absolutely right.
And then the other thing that we need to touch on, too, is on Thursdays, the museum's open until 7.
All the way.
Yeah.
So come down and check out the museum. Lots of great things that are going on in the museum that you may not know about. And go see what's going on in there. But just really, and that's the focus for Culture Connection, and one of the things that it always has been. It's always been about the family, hasn't it? Getting the family out and coming on down.
You're absolutely right. Everybody has really bought in. The museum, downtown, you know, there's people on Main Street that have a booth set up at the Culture Connection right there in the Peace Garden. So excited to have them have the buy-in of the community.
And that's the important part. So head on down there. Once again, 7 o'clock we're starting.
7 o'clock.
Now, will Mopsy play a full 4 hours or just 2 hours, or what are they going to go?
They'll have about a 90-minute set this time.
Yep. Because you were saying that they were scheduled to come with somebody, and that they drop out. Is it scheduling problems?
There was a couple scheduling issues that brought up this way. You know, what it really came down to is we've been having two acts per. We're going to see what it's like to have one. We're going to switch it up. You know, we're always keeping you guys on your toes, switching it up on you.
Making sure that, you know, we get down there and have a good time, because that's what Culture Connection is all about. And it's independent music. Head on down there. Take the whole family. Get your lawn chairs. And I'm going to give you guys the last word here. And then we'll kind of tease next week and just kind of let you invite people down to Culture Connection this week.
Okay. Yeah. Please come down. We are so excited to be helping with Culture Connection. And we really want to, you know, take it up a notch and show Price, you know, the value that's here, and and appreciation and bring the community more together. So,
and have fun while we're doing it. We're so yeah. excited to see everybody having fun.
That's what's important. Exactly. So let's give them kind of a tease of what's coming next week.
Absolutely. We're so excited to bring Samuel Charles and his group. He's a singer-songwriter. He plays tons of instruments, based out of Provo. He writes soft rock, a mixture of soft rock and folk music. Him and his group will be performing for us down there. Right after them is Maxwell's Troubadours. They play music with a message. Entertainers, poets, loud personalities. They have a high-energy performance for us that they'll be headlining next week.
All right, and we'll dig into that again a little as it gets a little bit closer. And then, you know, really, if you look at it, that's the last one. You've made it through a whole month.
A whole month.
A whole month.
Crazy that it's already been that way.
But so fast.
We'll talk about that next week. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking once again with Caden and Laura Olson of the Olson Entertainment Group, and it's all about music in the park. Go on down and party at Culture Connection in the Peace Gardens this Thursday. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.